Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series called Camouflage Christmas, where we're talking about how Christ is not hidden. He's easy to be found. When you look in the Old Testament, you see things that, thumbprints, if you will, that God has put all over Christ, that when you look back, you can see, okay, that's right. Christmas makes complete sense now. For example, in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, he says, "For to us a child is born, for to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth, forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." That's that beautiful prophecy all the way back in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, written 700 years before Christ, where he writes out words that the Holy Spirit directed him to write about how this child would come, the Son of God, this everlasting Prince of Peace, who shall take the throne of David, Jesus Christ. You know, when the Christmas season comes on us, we think about our traditions, we think about the fun of giving gifts and seeing family when we're able and having meals together, maybe even a Christmas Eve service that's a candlelight service, and we sing hymns and Christmas carols. We do all those, but we need to remember that God sent his son, that this was plan A. Many times I think people think that, you know, God had to send Jesus because we couldn't get it done. You know, and I think that's pretty obvious to all of us. We look at our life and we recognize that sin is such a part of who we are that we can't escape it. And when that sin happens, we, you know, for someone who's a believer, it's hard because we know deep down that it grieves God. And we feel this sense of burden on the inside that we're doing something we know isn't right. But the reality is that, you know, we couldn't get it done because of that sin nature. So God sent his son, but this was the plan all along, and he showed it over and over and over again in the Old Testament when he kept pointing to the fact that one day this Messiah would come, this person who would take the throne of David, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords would come, and that the fact that he sent him as a baby in Jerusalem or in Bethlehem, that is beyond fathomable. Like, why would God send his son down so vulnerably? And yet that's exactly what happened. He protected his son when he was vulnerable, raised him. And one day he started his ministry and preached about the kingdom of God and pointed everyone to God the Father. He died on the cross to take the penalty for our sin so that you and I could be made right with the Father. That's the beauty of Christmas, is the story of God coming to mankind. And he just didn't send just anyone to do that. I think it's very easy during the Christmas season to forget that God is on the throne. We live in a particular time during this pandemic where we feel like, man, there can't be anyone on the throne. You know, there seems to be chaos all around us, and they're trying to rush the vaccines towards us, and it seems like, everything is spinning wildly out of control. We can't spend as much time with our family as we want during Christmas. But here's the thing, I assure you that Jesus Christ is still on the throne, that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he has this all under control. He's using it for a purpose. I can speak very clearly that God has absolutely been faithful during this season, and he will use this. Think back, there was a time when our great-grandparents were fighting in World War II during a Christmas just like this one, and the world was at threat, and millions of people were dying around the globe. God was on the throne then. And he's on the throne now. He brought his son down and protected him and raised him, and he sacrificed his life, and he ascended to the throne, and he is our King of Kings. Praise God. Father, I thank you so much that you are a God who loves us. You sent your son for us, and Jesus, you are on the throne. God, help my heart to constantly think of you as my king, the king of my decisions, the king of my life, the king of the things that are happening. God, I surrender to you as your loyal subject. Lord, I love you. It's in your precious name I pray. Amen. Take a second and think of praising Jesus as your King and lay down your life before him. Take some time and pray that out. Until next time, God bless.